My partner and I just moved to our new house, and we have a grocery list worth of projects that we want to do here. From painting part of the house to building storage, bookshelves, and even a kitchen island to more furniture like bed frames and a chicken coop. There's a lot to do. Well, and there's a lot that we want to do. And the ultimate goal is for it to become a hobby farm. And that is part of why we bought the house in the first place. So what I'm trying to get to is, I now have to make time for all of these projects. And it's something that will apply for realistically the long term of living here. I don't see that going away anytime soon. But it is time that is currently not in my schedule. It's not something that I had to make time for up until now. So I thought I would break down in today's episode everything that I'm going to do to adjust my existing schedule to make time for these extra projects. So hello, friend, and welcome to the Signature Podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Sophie Pelletier. Today we're going to cover the very controversial and challenging topic of making time for what matters to you. Now, this is something that I see a lot. People saying that they don't have enough time for things in their business, like their business development, like their new projects, improving their existing offers, or even their marketing, their sales, really anything goes. Or if they're happy about what they do in their business, and if they don't have enough time for their hobbies and their other interests, or they don't have enough time for their social life. And that's completely valid. And again, I'm going to cover how I'm doing it for myself, taking into account that I need to make time for extra projects right now. So there's two things to keep in mind before we start. First off, yes, you do have to create the time itself, find a time slot of whatever time you want to have for this thing, whether that's 15 minutes every other day, or 30 minutes, or 60 minutes, or 90, or 3 hours, or an entire day. You do need to make that time in your schedule. But the other thing you have to keep in mind, and this is going to apply in a couple different ways, you'll see what I mean in a second, but you need to create the space. And I don't mean the physical space. What I mean is specifically the headspace and the energy for this task. And this is going to be especially true for anything that is related to creative thinking or creativity, or even problem solving. And so there are three ways that we're going to create that time. The first one is by literally reevaluating my priorities and taking things off my plate to literally make room for these new things I want to fit in. And again, that's going to be in terms of time and energy. The second key is that I need to increase the impact my time and energy have on my business. Basically, I want to be more productive. And if anything, this is where creating the right headspace and being able to manage your energy better is going to be key, is in that specific key of increasing our productivity so that we can actually work less, still achieve what we want to achieve, and make time for these extra things that we want to make time for. And lastly comes the mindset that we have. Because the reality is, at least for me, that I could free all the time in the world. If I don't have the right mindset, it literally will not matter. So for me, that would include things such as deciding, say, I'm taking an entire day off. Well, most people are working, so typically a weekday, or deciding to start later or finish my day earlier, to not feel guilty about it and to embrace whatever else I've decided to do, regardless of if this is specifically for one of the personal projects I mentioned, or if this is rest, or whatever it is for. But I still need to have the right mindset to really take this to the right level for me and really make the most of it. So, what is this going to look like? Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is to get an accurate screenshot, an accurate portrait of where my time and energy is currently going. I want to know how I'm managing my time and what my time is going towards, so I can take away the things that are important for me right now. So one tool that I'm going to use for this is a task inventory. You've heard me talk about this time and time again if you have tuned into some of my other episode, or if you follow me on social media. But yes, I will be going back to this exercise. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, basically I'm going to list just about everything that I do in my business. And this is going to give me a first glimpse as to what makes sense for me to keep doing and what I should stop doing to free up some time. When I'm doing the task inventory, I also go a step further and I look at how I do these things. And this is where the productivity side of things comes in. So, is how and when I do it really the best way to do it? So a really easy way to look at that would be, say, doing focus intensive or very demanding tasks when I'm naturally better at focusing. So being able to improve there. Same for tasks that I don't really like doing. So that rate very high on what I call the poop scale. Doing those at a time where I naturally have a bit more motivation and energy. Or better yet, trying to get rid of them, but that's not always possible. And being able to do tasks that are less energy draining or more motivating when I tend to have a little bit less in the tank. So I want to have a little bit less energy. So that is what the task inventory will be for. So again, my goal here is to clear out specific tasks to free up time that way, but it also gives me a lot of data to improve my productivity. Another tool that I've recently discovered that I will also be using for this is a program called Rize, R-I-Z-E. And this program you can download on your computer. I will link it in show notes below. But it runs in the background and it tracks the programs that you open on your computer, the internet browser tabs that you have open, and it gives you an idea again of where your time is going. Now, I wouldn't just use this program because sometimes it, you know, doesn't really track everything you need it to, or it gets something's wrong. But it can be a really nice supplement to the task inventory, especially if you're someone who might forget to write some things down. It's just nice to have that extra support, that extra content, to, again, get a really accurate picture of where your time is going. Additionally, Rize has this really cool feature where it will give you like a visual diagram of what your day looks like. So it's really easy to see when you tend to multitask more, or how much time you're really spending taking breaks, meetings, or when you're actually focusing on doing stuff. So again, it can just be a really nice tool to see where you can improve your productivity or where you can save some time. So that is the first thing to do. You want to know where your time is going. That is where you'll know where you can save time and you can make room for these new tasks and new priorities. Now, I mentioned this a couple times, their next step will be to optimize this. So a couple things I like to think about is, A, what are my priorities right now? so other tasks in this list that I can literally stop doing, or that I can spend less time focusing on. So that could be one. Additionally, if it's been a long time since you've done the task inventory, it's worth looking into what new things you could automate, which again will take this task right off your plate. If your business has grown, then perhaps the solution is to start delegating things to someone else. I've mentioned virtual assistants before. Virtual assistants are amazing. People will offer all kinds of packages now, so I would definitely not stay stuck of the box of, oh, no one would want to work for me just to do these. Whether it's email management, replying to comments on social media, whatever it is, I would just say, you know what, reach out to someone, reach out to VAs, chat, and see what they can do for you, because you would be surprised at all the different types of tasks that you can delegate to someone and how much that could take off your plate. And specifically, focus on things that either don't really bring you value or happiness or anything like that, or tasks that have a high poop rating, because the thing about the poop scale is maybe on paper this task, let's say, takes you 10 minutes, but because you hate it so much and because there's so much friction surrounding it in terms of space and energy and capacity, this task takes a lot more than just quote-unquote 10 minutes. So there's something that I recommend focusing on when it comes to delegating. That. Okay, so looking at my schedule specifically, things that I would like to change are to work with a virtual assistant to recycle my content, because once I've created the original piece, it doesn't have to be me necessarily repurposing it across multiple platforms. So that is something I am looking into. Additionally, I'm doing a lot of calls right now because I'm working on something new in my business, but that is something that I'm really looking forward to not doing as much. So that, again, I can free up not just time, because for me, even though I might do a 30 or 60 minute call, a call takes a lot of capacity out of me. It is something that is very draining, even though I love them. But I need to, like, this space can be used for something else. So that is something that I'm working towards. Again, I'm aware that this is just a phase, and I will be able to put this on the back burner in a few weeks. So that's what I'm looking at doing on this side of things. Next up is, now that we've looked at what our starting situation is and we've kind of explored at least some ways that we can already change things, we have to focus on what the end goal is. So what is the thing that you want to make time for? And I want you to treat it as being a non-negotiable, because if it's bugging you that much, it is clearly important for you. It is a priority and therefore needs to be treated as such. And B, I want you to look at what do you need to really make time for this. What do I mean by that? What I mean is regarding time and regarding capacity. So if it's something that is creative, or it's just, if it's something that you need, again, to have some sort of focus, you don't need to just look at where can you have a, I don't know, 30-minute slot in your calendar and it's good enough. You might also need to take into account the tasks or activities or time blocks for things that you have planned before and after to make sure that you also have the mental capacity and energy to do this thing. So to give you an idea, personally, how I'm planning to make time for these extra projects is one of two ways. Option A, I finish my day before 3 p.m., which gives me the rest of the afternoon to work on my projects, or to train, or to do something else in business. But basically, instead of finishing at like 4 or 5, where I might do a physical activity for an hour or two, and then it's right away time to make dinner, or just about. So I want to finish earlier. Or in the event that it is beyond my control that I cannot finish by 3 p.m., which things happen. That should be my tagline. I feel like I say this a lot. But things happen. And so my other option to still make time for me and things I enjoy, maybe not specifically my projects, but it is to have a long lunch break. So I'm talking like at least an hour where I have time to eat, I have time for a yoga flow, or I have time for nature, go outside for a walk, for a hike, when we have our animals and our chickens, go say hi. But this is what I am planning to do. So thankfully, these aren't things that I need a ton of capacity for, because personally, these things are very energizing. Like the things I'm trying to make time for are very energizing. So my focus will be on creating the time slot for them. But that's my specific example. That's my specific situation. And ideally, I want you to go a step further and to really dive into why is this important for you? Is this something that is important to you personally, or is it something that you saw everyone else doing or people doing it on social media and it looks really cool and that's why you want to do it? Because I will tell you right now, doing the change initially is going to be hard because you are creating new habits, you are creating a new structure. And so if the motivation to do it is because someone told you to do it, it's going to be that much more challenging, as opposed to if it's personally important to you, then to take a moment to look at why this is important to you. Even if this why is because you enjoy doing it, because it fulfills you, because it makes you happy, that's amazing. I love that for you. Keep that in mind. Focus on that as you are creating this change. Okay. Now, if you need help as to how you can create this extra time, I recommend you check out my quiz, which you will find at PelletierConsulting.com/quiz. So PELLETIER consulting, CONSULTING /quiz, QUIZ. And it will give you an idea of which area of your business you should tackle first to have the biggest impact in terms of time saving. So is it that you need a better organization? Is it because you need to be more clear about what your priorities are or how you have to reorganize your time management and your schedule? But whichever of these three is your biggest weakness, it will let you know, and then you can really hone in on that, focus on that to basically save the most time as possible right off the bat. So definitely go check out the quiz. It is really, really, really helpful. Now, that's kind of the more tangible, practical side of things. But as I mentioned, at least in my case, and for most of my clients, even if I was absolutely perfect at everything I just mentioned, it is still very possible that either this change wouldn't last or it wouldn't mean shit. And that is because I would find 1,000 other things to fill this extra time with. Congratulations, I now have, let's say, a day of extra time. I will absolutely find stuff to fill it, 100%. And this is where the mindset component comes in. So the first thing that I want you to remember is creating this extra time and capacity for something that is important to you will most likely help you be more productive. And that is because you're able to fill your cup during that time. You're able to do something that is important to you, that you enjoy, that fulfills you, that makes you happy, whatever it is, which means that because you are showing up with a fresher brain, you're able to focus on something completely different, you are working out of a space of abundance, and I guarantee it will mean that you are then more creative in your work and better at problem solving, which means you're getting your work done better and faster. And again, you're kind of getting into this loop of, because you're doing your work better and faster, you didn't create more free time and starts again. I know until something comes in and disrupts it, yes, but you've at least gotten the cycle started. So super, super important to keep in mind. It can sound counterintuitive, but very often creating this extra space means that you are able to fill your cup, which translates to higher levels of productivity, better work, etc. Now, another tip that I have for you is what I call the 20-minute rule, I guess. And basically what this does is that if you decide you were working, say, on content creation, and after 20 minutes you haven't done anything and you're just staring at a blank page or your blank computer screen, change your task. Do something else. You have a couple options as to what doing something else could be. You could literally get up and go for a break, go for a walk. You could completely change the task. So I like to look at my calendar and look at the kind of work that I'd rather do. Maybe that's client work, say, and then I would literally just switch the two blocks so I don't just lose my content creation, but at least I get to do something else. Or if you're really, really stuck on wanting to create content, then instead of coming up with brand new ideas, how about your time block turns into recycling content? Okay, we've just gone from something that is most likely more demanding to something to most likely is a lot less demanding. So to recap, if you've been sitting at your desk for more than 20 minutes and you haven't done anything, change the task. Okay, trying to beat yourself up about focusing isn't going to do anything. You're going to feel frustrated. You're going to feel overwhelmed that you're not making any progress. And when you're stuck in that headspace, it's going to be much more challenging to get some work done. So 20 minutes and then do something else. Next up is knowing where your rabbit holes are. And basically what I call rabbit holes are things that you can get sucked into for hours. If you're me, that's going to be social media, or that's going to be Google and search engines. These days, it also includes Marketplace and Kijiji, because buying secondhand furniture, recycling, we love it. But basically, know what your rabbit holes are and have some sort of measure where it allows you to pause and ask yourself if this is where you really want to put your time. And sometimes the answer is yes. And if it is, then great. But if it's not, having this moment to pause and intentionally wonder and think about what it is that you want to be doing instead. So a couple ways that you can do that. One is with app timers on your phone. So for instance, I have one set up for Instagram and TikTok combined, where once I've reached an hour on both or either of those platforms, so it can be 30 minutes of Instagram and 30 minutes of TikTok, or a full hour on Instagram, doesn't matter, an hour that is attributed for both, then my phone will block the app and be like, hey, do you, like, you know, you're blocked, but I can choose to stop, take off this block for 15 minutes. It might not sound like a big thing, but just having this block come up where I don't get to see any video, I don't get to see any more pictures, I just see, hey, like, are you sure? If I'm sure, okay, I'll do it for another 15 minutes, that's fine. But sometimes the answer is like, oh, no, I want to be doing something else. Okay, so just having something like that is really, really useful. Otherwise, some sort of timer. I have one set up in Rise, the program I mentioned a little bit ago about analyzing where my time goes. So when I've been working for more than 6 hours, it'll be like, hey, your workday's over. Okay, cool, thanks. But this is really, really nice because, again, it means that I get to be intentional about where I put my time. Sometimes the answer is, yeah, I just want to sit on the couch and go on social media and go on Facebook Marketplace and whatnot, and that's great. But if it's not, then it's given me a break and I get to choose what I want to be doing next. Along the same lines would be setting alarms to make sure you don't skip your breaks. Yeah, I used to be really bad at that. I would schedule lunch at a certain time where I would say I'm only going to work on this for an hour and a half so that I don't burn myself out. And then I would completely disregard the little notification. So an alarm, because again, perhaps it's you decide to keep going and that's fine. But in the event that that's not what you want to do, you got to pause and you had something to pull you out of the rabbit hole. Another kind of similar option, if that's something available to you, would be to ask help from a friend or from your partner for accountability. Hey, like in my case, I want to be taking a long lunch break. And if it happens to be at the same time as my partner, then perhaps we go on a walk during our lunch break together. That could be an option. Unfortunately, my 3 p.m. end day isn't really something I can ask for help, because my partner is usually still working, but you can get creative as to who you can ask for help with this and get a little accountability buddy. Then, this is a big one. The next one. Keep in mind that done is better than perfect. How many times have you sat at your computer to take some time rereading your copy 100 times to pick up the tiniest mistakes, or finding a design 1,000 times? Like, is that really worth your time? I'm genuinely asking, because oftentimes, if you've ever heard of the 80-20 rule, this is what I'm going to apply here, but oftentimes when you've got the majority of it done, 80% of it done or so, then that's enough for it to be considered completed and good enough. And then the extra 20% and those little details would take hours to do and to polish. And really, another way that I like to apply this, which again, if you are familiar with my content, you might have heard a couple times by now, but it's to break down everything that you do and to highlight what is a must have. Like, really be honest with yourself. What is a must have? And then what is a could have and a nice to have? So basically, when you have completed the must-haves, if you still have time and capacity, you are then free to choose what other supplemental things you want to add if you want to, and if you have the capacity for it. But also, when you are measuring how long something is going to take you, to really focus your time and effort and capacity and energy and all of that stuff on the must-haves. They are must-haves. And outside of that, to focus on done being better than perfect. Again, that is honestly going to save you so much time if you were honest with yourself as to what is okay. And I understand that for my perfectionists out there, that is me included, that is a note to myself, that this is really, really hard to apply. And that I do realize how much time this is going to save me. So that has been a work in progress to let go of that perfectionist, people-pleasing tendency. Because done is better than perfect. And lastly, this one might be a little bit controversial, but it is the scarcity mindset. Because if you start your day, if you wake up in the morning, already feeling like you're going to have to cram so much into your day and then there's not enough time, I guarantee that this thought will be validated. I guarantee there is no way you are not going to cram and that you will have enough time. And to instead focus on what's a priority, done is better than perfect, to be intentional about where your time is going. No, it doesn't add hours to the day, but it will 100% change your perspective on the time that you have and how you treat that time and the value that you get out of that time. Okay, so I hope you appreciated this episode. I know this can be a really challenging and tough topic for some of you. And again, sometimes life just makes it so that we have to hone in on this and we have to apply this because we have to. That's just what it is. And I hope that the tips that I gave you are tangible enough and practical enough that you are able to apply them for yourself and for your own circumstances, and that you keep all of these little mindset keys in your back pocket and take them out whenever you need, whenever you need a bit of a boost. So just as a reminder, I will have all the resources linked below. Again, if you aren't sure where to start when it comes to taking stuff off your plate and saving time, through better organization or through automating, delegating, all of that stuff, then I recommend you go check out the timely quiz at peltierconsulting.com/quiz. And if you want to go a step further as to how to apply this for yourself, then I invite you to book a strategy call with me. Again, I will have it linked below. You can find it at peltierconsulting.com/link, LINK. And it will be called a strategy call. So go ahead and book it, and we can see which of these we can apply specifically for you. And in the event that you want to work with me beyond this 1 hour call, this is also the opportunity that we have at looking at what that could look like. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please give it a 5-star review and share it with a friend. I would really appreciate it. And otherwise, I will see you next week.